Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a founding member of our Brain Trust. John Stanton has been with us since 1998. That makes him an original founding member. In fact, April of 98 is when he joined us, and that's basically the month that I made the decision to start building this community, this largest community of small business experts in the world, our Brain Trust. John is one of our experts on marketing, especially retail marketing included, but also he's a global thinker. He's a global consultant to people all over the world to help them, especially in the Western Hemisphere, to help businesses learn how to reach customers. He's the author of a number of books, including Delight Me, the Ten Commandments of Customer Service. He's our good friend. John Stanton, welcome back.
My pleasure to be back with you anytime, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always. John, the drought of 2012 is deep and wide, isn't it?
It is. It's hit a lot of crops, and it's hit a lot of states. The worst case scenario.
Yeah, well, I live in the eastern half of the United States. You do too. I've driven all over the up and down pretty much this summer quite a bit, and everywhere I go, I just see corn wasting in the field. Northern Kentucky, southern Indiana, all over the South, and the beans look good. And the only good news is I had an extension agent on the show from Purdue Monday, John. She said the only good news about the beans is beans will wait. And if they don't get rain, they'll actually wait a little bit. And they will fill out later if they get rain later. Whereas corn won't do that.
Yeah, corn has got its own time schedule. And if you don't meet it, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. The other problem we have is the corn crop really got demolished, and we have, in a sense, built our economy as much around corn as we have around oil.
Yeah.
You know, we eat the corn, we make alcohol out of the corn, we feed the animals the corn, but we also make plastics and so many things.
Well, so much of the sweet things that you eat are sweetened by corn. Most people don't realize how much of their life is impacted by corn, do they?
No. I mean, we all see oil because we have to go to the tank and fill up our cars, but right. Corn is a major factor, and this would be equivalent to literally shutting down one of the oil fields in the in the Middle East compared with what impact it's going to have on prices.
Right.
And the ironic thing is, I think, is that people, if the gas prices go up a few cents, everyone's aware of it. Everyone knows what's going on. But when this corn price rises, it has an insidious effect. It just keeps sneaking and raising the prices on us.
Right. Well, and I heard somebody told me that if they would abolish the mandate on ethanol, if the federal government would abolish the mandate on ethanol, that it would actually take off the pressure from foodstuffs. The corn that wouldn't have to be put into ethanol could be diverted and put into food, and that would offset the impact of the drought. Have you heard anything about that?
I have. An expert told me. I'm not an expert on this, but someone told me that by the time we haul the corn, by truck to the distilleries, by the energy we use to distill corn, get it to the gas station, we actually have a negative impact on fuel usage.
The biggest frauds perpetrated on America is corn ethanol for fuel.
Yeah, that's what I've been told too, and I believe it. By the way, I really do.
I do too.
And And by the way, you know, they all say, well, look at Brazil. Brazil's a totally different economy down there. Mm-hmm. They're distilling their product from sugarcane, waste sugarcane, and also in little communities that help build communities up. And I mean, it's a right. totally different ballgame.
Well, also, they don't have hundreds of millions of vehicles on the road down there either. most of the people in Brazil that I saw when I was there 20 years ago, most of them were walking.
Most of the world except U.S.
Except the West. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. John, give us your website, please.
It's www.sju.edu/John Stanton.
All right. We like those complicated websites around here, John. We're going to be right back with our good friend John Stanton, and we're going to talk about food prices in your future, not just 2012. Stay with us. 20 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.